So I taught my first ChatGPT class in January of 2023, right before I went to PodFest. And then April, a lot of the people that were at Elevate were also at my very first ChatGPT class. And so many people told me like, hey, John, I love the class, but I never actually used ChatGPT. I never used what you taught us, but it was amazing. And so that conference got me thinking like, hey, if these people love the content, love the material, why is it that no one actually used it?
The journey to wealth is a long walk, and some may walk quicker than others, but what good is sprinting to the finish line if you pass out when you cross it? On Walk to Wealth, we enlighten and empower young adults to build wealthy, abundant lives. They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and your first step starts right now. This is Walk to Wealth with your host, John Mendez.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Walk to Wealth podcast. If you're tuning in on YouTube or any of the podcast directories, make sure to do yourself one teeny tiny little favor and make sure to give us a follow because I don't want you to miss out on any of the amazing episodes I got coming on this year. Without further ado, let's get right into this one. So far I've told you about the four conferences I've been to, right? We got Family Reunion, right? Mega Camp, Quantum Leap, PodFest, right? Now we're in 2023. This is April 2023. This next conference is called Elevate. So now, back when I was focused on being a realtor, right, I was going to a bunch of these conferences. One of the ones that I signed up for was called Elevate. Now, the Pivot Shift Ahead group, that group expanded. They have over 100,000 members now. But Pivot Shift Ahead, right, boom, they were hosting the guy who hosted it, right, James Shaw. He was doing a conference, and he's thrown events before, and at first started called PIP. It's called Pivot in Person. Then it had PIP 2. And then after that, they changed the name to Elevate. So this is going to be the third Pivot in Person conference, I guess. And at the time when I bought the tickets, I was already focused on being an agent. So I was like, yeah, this is exactly what I need. And so I bought them. But as you guys know, my story, I stopped focusing on real estate September of 2022. Now, the conference was April of 2023, but I already got my tickets to go. I already had tickets for everything. The ticket to attend was like $1,500, but it covered food and a lot of other stuff. And then the all-in, I think I probably spent like $2,000 for that conference. Now, mind you, I got the scholarship money now, so of course, no, I lied. I paid for that $1,500 on my own. This is before, because I paid for that while I was still focused on real estate before I even got the scholarship money. So I lied. I paid for that out of pocket. So yeah, so that two bands came straight out of me. And from there, that conference, even though I wasn't focused on real estate, I was like, all right, I'm going to meet a bunch of people that, you know, I already know and I'm connected with. It'll be great to connect and catch up. And, you know, they have a lot of speakers that spoke on topics outside of real estate. So I figured it would still be a good event. And so I ended up going and it was a dope time. As I said, and this is Orlando. It was a very different conference. Again, it was similar to Mega Agent Camp where it was like, one speaker at a time from stage and just a bunch of different speakers though. The speakers were rotating and we were in our audience. Now this conference was very intimate, very much like Quantum Leap. It had about 250 to maybe 300 agents. And so very intimate feel for the conference, which I personally enjoy, honestly. I love the intimate feeling. Now just because it's a small conference, doesn't make it more intimate than a big conference. If the conference is, you know, put together in the right way, you could go to a conference with multiple thousands of people, but network as if it was only 100 people in the room and real feel real close and really tight knit. So I ended up going to that conference. And from there, I only remember there's a guy named John Acuff, really good speaker. And there's another guy named Simon T. Bailey, really good speaker. But from there, aside from that, I don't really remember much from that conference. I made a lot of, as I said, I didn't make any much new connections, but I got to see a lot of people and that I already knew. But here's how that conference helped me. Right, that conference was reassurance. It was a signal. That conference gave me the signal I needed to really go all in on AI. So I taught my first ChatGPT class in January of 2023, right before I went to PodFest. And then April, a lot of the people that were at Elevate were also at my very first ChatGPT class. And so many people told me like, hey, John, I love the class, but I never actually used ChatGPT. I never used what you taught us, but it was amazing. And so that conference got me thinking like, hey, if these people love the content, love the material, why is it that no one actually used it? And so I got to thinking, and that made me really hit the drawing board. Like, I got to make my presentations better. I got to make my presentations simpler. I got to improve as a presenter so that when I speak, people actually remember. When I speak, people actually can implement. When I speak, people can actually retain the information. It's not just feel good for, you know, the 1 hour webinar. And so that conference was, that was a big thing I got from that conference. It was really great connecting, seeing people that, as I said, I already knew. I just haven't seen in a long time because Mega Agent Camp was in August. So it was almost like 9 months in the last time I seen most of those people. And like those people watched me from when the first time I got into real estate, right? When I first got my license, and they attended my classes and they were been on all my classes and they seen me grow and pivot multiple times. And so it's dope because, you know, I got to see them again. But, you know, at the time, did it really help me in my business? No, not really. And I could have probably made it better, but I just launched my course at that time. My first course launch flopped. So the month before, I didn't even have anything to sell or anything like that. It was more so just to like kind of connect and, you know, learn some good things and just stay top of mind with everyone. But, and that was that. Would I go to another one? Probably not. Mainly because I'm not focused on real estate anymore. So there's no real point. And like with my business, like I'm just going to start pivoting a little bit away from real estate agents, at least away from like Keller Williams agents. So I don't think that I probably would go again. It was a great time when I was there though. Really dope time. Had an amazing time reconnecting with the old people, all the people that I already knew. So that's it for this episode. It's just a bit of a shorter one compared to the other ones. But in the next one, I got some really exciting stuff because in the next conference after that, I went to Kajabi Hero Live, which was easily by far my most impactful conference that I've gone to. So that's it for this one. And I'll catch you in the next one.
You've now finished taking the first step. Now let us help you take the next one. Subscribe to our newsletter at walktowealth.com. That's walk2wealth.com so we can keep you moving on your journey. We'll see you on the next episode of Walk to Wealth with John Mendez.